what kind of information the New York State privacy laws protect. So far, we're really going through the outline we sketched out in the beginning, where we talked about the fact that there are many privacy laws, and you look at the laws to understand, one, who has to follow them, two, what kind of information they protect, three, when do you need consent, four, when don't you need consent. So we're following that track. We just went through a handful of New York State privacy laws, not exhaustive, but some key examples that may be relevant for this integrated delivery system. And we identified the categories of people who have to follow it. Why did we do that? Because as we're proceeding and doing our work, it's very important to understand who has to follow what law, so that you can identify the laws that you're responsible to be sensitive to in your decisions about information sharing. Knowing whether or not you have to follow the law, you then need to have a sense of the kind of information the law protects. So one of the things that we signaled when we talked about who has to follow these various laws, Public Health Law Section 18, which talks about patient information, Public Health Law Article 27F, which talks about HIV-related information, Mental Hygiene Law Section 3313, which talks about clinical records, and then the Education Law, which talked about personally identifiable information. These are different terms of art, but really when you strip them to their bare, to their core, really what they amount to is protected health information, which we had previously defined. So think of them as PHI, only, note that there are specific types of identifiable health information that the state law protects, but they're essentially PHI. They're individually identifiable information about health, someone's health. It's just that Article 27F is going to be concerned about individually identifiable HIV-related information, for example.